All right, I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is, I'm Dexter Edwards. This is our February 1st, 2021 Commissioner meeting. At this time, I would like to ask Commissioner Dow to do the invocation and then lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance right after that. So please stand.
If everyone will please bow your heads. Okay, Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless the citizens here in Duplin County with continued good health. And I pray for our loved ones that are not so fortunate. And in reference to the coronavirus, I pray that you bless each family within the boundaries of our county with good health in reference to the coronavirus. I pray that you lead, guide us, and direct us as we handle the business of Duplin County, and that we continue to make good, sound decisions and provide professional services to our citizens. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask the board to consider a moment of silence.
Yeah, let's do.
If we could have a moment of silence in memory of Dr. William E. Thornton. Dr. Thornton was one of Duplin County's prominent and most notable native sons in our recent history. He was a native of Faison and a product of our county's public school system. He earned both his undergraduate and medical degrees at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He also was a U.S. Air Force veteran and held over 35 patents ranging from military weapons systems to the first real-time EKG computer analysis to a treadmill for in-flight use in space. He is most remembered for his service at NASA as an astronaut. He logged over 313 hours in space aboard two missions on the Challenger in 1983 and Space Lab 3 Challenger in 1985. After his retirement from NASA, he became a clinical professor of cardiovascular physical diagnosis at the University of Texas Medical Branch. Dr. Thornton passed away on January the 11th at his home in Fair Oaks Ranch, Texas.
Thank you for that. And if y'all will, let's just pause for about a minute and give our respect, please. Okay, thank you for being reverent. At this point, I would ask, is there any addition to the agenda tonight by any members of the board?
I move to approve the...
Wait a minute. I need to ask the clerk.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anybody got anything to add from the...
If he doesn't add it, I'll add something.
All right, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if I may ask, respectfully ask that the board ask... add Mr. Chris Vernon, Communications Officer, who will present the Old North State Award to a retired E911 telecommunicator, Mrs. Benji Baker Malone. I would ask that this be done immediately after public comments. I would also like to ask that we add Mr. George Futrell, your Assistant County Manager and Airport Director, who would like to appear to give a PowerPoint presentation to the board highlighting information for the North Carolina Department of Transportation, Division of Aviation, State of Aviation in North Carolina presentation, and what it means to our economy. I would like to ask that this be added after Mr. Rose appears regarding the sale of surplus county property.
Okay, anything else, Mr. Dow?
Just road concerns, and you can add that.
Okay.
I don't know where you added it, but you can add it wherever you want to.
Okay.
Okay, if nothing else to be added, I ask for motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to approve the meeting agenda. Now I would like to ask for a Motion to approve the minutes of our January 4th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any comments? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, carried. Okay, now I would like to ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Okay, carried. All right. At this point, we ask for public comments. Nobody spoke up.
No one has signed up for public comments, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so you wanted to bring in Mr. Chris Vernon at this point?
And Ms. Benji Baker Malone.
Okay. Ms. Benji Baker Malone and Mr. Chris Vernon, please.
At this time, I was going to ask to present this to Ms. Benji Baker Malone. For her years of service with Dublin County, is the old state holder, but she has not shown up. But I'll make sure she gets this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, at this time, if you'd like for me to, I will hear the road concerns.
Okay. Anybody on the commissioner board got a road concern for Mr. Davis?
I do. Okay. Get me the address. Okay, I have one road concern that where I was notified by a citizen. His address is 2111 South NC 11 Rose Hill, North Carolina. And he advised me that the ditch in front of his home will not drain, and his daughter lives next door, and when it does rain, the water backs up halfway into her yard, almost to her front door. So he wants to have that resolved by the Department of Transportation if possible.
That address, Commissioner Dow, was 2111 South NC 11 Rose Hill?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, I will make Mr. Rhodes and Mr. Wood aware of that.
Any other commissioner got a road concern? Is there anyone from the public that's got a road concern?
Okay, I have one other thing.
I believe Ms. Morrissey's coming forward, Mr. Chair.
Okay. I have one other thing while she's on her way. I don't know if anybody has been made aware or been watching the television, but Channel 5 made an issue about the litter that is on our roads in Duplin County and throughout the state. And I've noticed it. I noticed it before they even mentioned it. And I think we need to either get with some of our neighbors and just clean up our roads if that's possible. I do sometimes. But we have to take it upon ourselves, the state doesn't do it until they're able to do it again.
Okay.
I believe Ms. Marzella Morrissey would like to bring forward a road concern.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. On Highway 117 South, leaving Warsaw, when you pass the trailer park on the right past the grain mill, there's a trestle and there's a big waterway under there, and it has eroded all the way up to almost to the concrete. If someone had to drive off the road, or if they didn't notice it, they would drive right down into that deep pond. It's all washed away. We've had quite a bit of work there because from Highway 40 all the way over to 117, there's been a water problem. But now it is so bad that at night, if someone should accidentally come off the road afoot, they'll go down into that deep waterway. They would definitely get
Okay, thank you for bringing that forward.
Thanks.
Anyone else from the public that's got a road concern? Okay, if not, we'll move on with our agenda. Will Mr. Jeb Smith come forward, please? Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Jeb Smith with Duncan Water, Soil and Water Conservation Services. I'm here tonight to present the USDA Emergency Watershed Protection Project and Engineering Service Contract. The USDA EWP grant was awarded to Duncan County in the year 2020, and LDSI Incorporated was selected by us to perform the engineering project for three sites here in Duncan. And I would like a request that you award LDSI Incorporated the engineering design services contract for the amount of $90,480.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to award the LDSI Incorporated the Survey Engineering and Design Service Contract for the USDA Emergency Watershed Protection Program project in the amount of $90,480. Any further comment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, carried. Thank you.
Good job, Jed.
Thank you.
All right, at this time, Ms. Joyce Pickett, come forward, please.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I'm just here to get approval to adopt the new 2021 solid waste ordinance. It's been updated against the previous 1994 version. A lot came out and a few things got added as required by our state.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Okay, a motion and a second to approve the updated solid waste manager ordinance for Duplin County that will regulate the storage, collection, transportation, recycling, transfer, and disposal of solid waste to supersede the previous soil and water management ordinance adopted August 31st, 1994. Any more comments?
Yeah, I got one. Ms. Pickett, are you aware of the legislation that's been requested on the state level in reference to disposal of waste in counties?
Yes, we are required that they certify. We have to get permits and everything every year.
Okay. Well, it's a lot more to it than that, but I was wondering if you knew about what we were pushing for on the legislative side, but we thank you.
Any more comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you. Mr. Ronald Moore, please. Good evening, Mr. Moore.
Hello, sir. Mr. Chairman, board members. I stand on behalf of Duplin County Schools to ask for approval to use North Carolina Educational Logging Funds to replace two HVAC chillers at Buellville Elementary School in the amount of $206,090.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve and allow the chairman to sign the North Carolina Educational Lottery Public School Building Capital Fund in the order to receive funds to replace two chillers at Buellville Elementary School. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Ms. Tracy Simmons Kanigi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I come before you guys tonight with some approval for the vaccine program, some additional funding we received at the health department. It's the CDC COVID-19 vaccination program, AA716. So this agreement addendum is to provide additional funding for the health department to support associated COVID-19 mass vaccination planning and implementation. This funding will be for the next year for a total of $35,358 that we will be able to use towards open and closed point of dispensing locations, including staffing for that, along with any of the supplies that we may need for administration. So I would like to request acceptance of this amount, as well as approval for any budget amendment for this year, 2020 through 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, have a motion and a second to accept the CDC COVID-19 vaccination program agreement addendum 716 funds in the amount of $35,358 on behalf of Duplin County Health Department and to approve the necessary budget amendment for FY 2021. Any further discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy, is there an additional 35? Because I think you came before the board last month and said that there was 35,000. So this is an additional,
yes,
35 more. Okay.
Yes.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you so much. Miss Elizabeth Stalls.
Good evening. I'm here tonight for two agenda items. First is adoption of a social media policy. This is for Duplin County employees, specifically who manage social media accounts on behalf of the county. So as public information officer, I'd like to present a social media policy for your consideration and then host some training with those administrators of social media pages.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to adopt the Duplin County social media policy as presented by the county planner and public information officer and authorize the chairman to sign. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you. The next item is related to the hazard mitigation grant program for Hurricane Florence. We did a bid opening for demolition bids for the expedited buyout program, and we're requesting approval of bid for Corbett Clearing and Demolition LLC. We have the lowest bid.
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to award the bid for the demolition of the Hurricane Florence buyout for properties in both groups A and B through the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program to Corbett Cleaning and Demolition LLC. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you. Miss Angela, come forth, please.
Hello.
Good evening.
I come before you this morning to request the adoption and approval of the system safety plan for Duplin County Public Transportation. This is a six-element safety plan that's required by DOT and FTA in order for, excuse me, order for us to continue to receive our grants and that type of thing.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second to approve and adopt the system safety plan for the Duplin County Public Transportation Department as presented. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you so much. Okay, Mr. Davis.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to present prospective new members to the Juvenile Crime Prevention Council. In accordance with North Carolina General Statute 143B846, the Board of Commissioners appoints members to the JCPC as a prerequisite to receive funding. The following individuals would need to be appointed to replace current members of the JCPC. Tricia Ann Brown, Judge Mario White, and Ashley Reiger are the names that have been submitted for your consideration, Mr. Chairman.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to appoint Tricia Ann Brown, Judge Marlo White, and Angela Rieger to the Duplin County Juvenile Crime Prevention Council. Any more discussion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on that board, and if there's anybody that you know of that wants to be on that board, we welcome them to come on board. I think we have about 8 positions that we can appoint to that board, and I think we've only got 6 that's from the county right now.
Okay, that's good to know.
So we have a meeting tomorrow, so if anybody's interested, you can come and see what it's about at 11:30. It's a Zoom meeting. Notify me, and I'll give you the link.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right, Mr. Rodney Scott, please. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I have some handouts relative to what we're going to be providing to the county. I'm going to pass these out right quick.
I'll do it for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I know most of the people here, but my name is Rodney Scott. I'm a managing partner with Eastern Carolina Broadband, based in Pink Hill. And I want to begin by thanking you for the opportunity to continue our partnership with Duplin County. Eastern Carolina Broadband was awarded a North Carolina Great Grant to provide high-speed internet to un- and underserved portions of Duplin County over the next 5 years. ECB will be bringing approximately $652,000 in state funds to the county and an additional $350,000 of our own money. Once the construction provided by the grant is completed, we'll be offering internet to an additional 1,600 homes and businesses across the county, in addition to what we currently offer, for a total of 2,325 homes, households, and businesses. All of this is afforded at no cost to the county. To make this happen, Eastern Carolina Broadband is requesting that the county allow us to use space on the county water towers for the next 5 years. I can provide details of our company, our internet service, and the great grant for the next hour, but Commissioner Edwards is moving right along, which I really think everybody appreciates. So most of y'all have heard my presentation previously. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to do my best to answer them.
Entertain them. Okay, you had a question before. Okay, go ahead.
In regards to the location of service, is it centralized, or is it focused on a certain portion of the county, or is this something that, as a result of having all access to the towers, that it would basically cover the entire county?
Okay, so two pieces. One is, when we started our company prior to this grant, our focus has been un- and underserved portions. So we have not much interest or plan to offer service in Kenansville inside the city limits of Buellville and other towns where there's already several providers. So both our desire and the county and the state money is specifically focused at going where there's not internet. And so there was a big rigmarole where we had to go out and look at where other service providers were and dig into that. And then so this money and our expansion of Duplin County is specifically targeted across the entire county, but in areas where there's not good internet service now. Did that answer it?
Yes. How do you determine those areas?
Sure. So, and I know Liz had done some work and Commissioner Dow, the North Carolina Rural Broadband Office actually has a map, and they use that along with, we actually went out, our other managing partners drove hundreds of miles across Duplin County, actually asking, going door to door asking people. But then you actually can go, and there's some websites that we have access to see what AT&T says they offer at specific addresses, what CenturyLink says they offer. And so this money, specifically the state, we had to tell the state by address where we were going. And those are areas that are not, don't currently have internet or don't have sufficient, like, you know, one by half, so you can't do anything with it. So our service that we're going to be providing is 25x3. So fast enough for Netflix, for Microsoft Teams, or those type of meetings.
So that's 25 up, 3 down?
Yes, sir. Nope. Yes. Nope. 25 down, 3 up.
Any more questions for Rodney before I ask for a motion? Okay, now I ask for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to enter into a license agreement for the placement of wireless broadband internet equipment upon water towers between Duplin County and Eastern Carolina Broadband LLC, specifically for the towers designated as A1, A2, B1, B2, C1, D1, E1, F1, F2, F3, G1, and G2, and authorize the chairman to sign the agreement. Any more discussion?
In reference to this broadband for Duplin County, I just want the board and everyone to know that concerning rural broadband within the state of North Carolina, the number one legislative updates incorporated by all 100 counties is to improve broadband within all 100 counties. So, you know, you're on the right track, so we appreciate what you have to offer for the residents of Duplin County. So we appreciate it. And hopefully you can get the entire network that you're working on up and running.
Absolutely.
And the Great Grand is a good start for that.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous.
Thank you.
Ms. Tracy Chestnut, please.
Good evening.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I would like to respectfully request that you approve the included purchasing and finance policy in your packet. We made very few changes, but two of the changes that we made that I wanted to bring to your attention is that we changed the informal quote limit for maintenance and repairs from $5,000 to $30,000, which matches the state purchasing limits. And then we changed the general ledger codes to reflect the new codes that we use in our new software system.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve the update county purchasing finance policy effective February 1, 2021. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Gary Rhodes, please.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Rhodes.
I'm here with seven more of these surplus properties. The first property, parcel 06-1622, on January the 4th, 2021, the board initially accepted a bid of $500 on this property. The property was duly advertised and no upset bids were received. The county acquired the property in 2019, and the bid is much less than the original minimum bid amount of $3,115. If the board so desires, the property may be sold for a bid of $500, or the bid may be rejected. The property remains a surplus property.
Is there any way we can go in order of what's on our copies?
This is the first one.
092112?
06-1622.
Well, that's not my first one, so.
It's number 12.
Let me find it.
Okay.
Should be the one, I think, right in front of it.
06-1622?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Okay, I see it now.
This is a property and a lot off of Sand Ridge Road. The county acquired the property for $3,115, and we have a bid of $500 on it. Y'all can accept the bid and sell it for that, or decline the bid.
I'll entertain a motion either way.
Move to reject it.
Move to reject.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do I have a second to reject?
I see.
All right, now open up for comment. Okay, and the...
Let me just ask the question. I mean, I know it's just $500, but we're going to hold on to it. And I'm sitting here, correct me if I'm wrong, Gary, the assessed value is $12,900?
Yes, sir, that value is probably a little high. I think since nobody's ever paid the taxes on it, they've never questioned the value on it. But that is a subdivision on Narcy Turner Road Lane. That's off of Sand Ridge Road. And that's one of the places that never took off. There's a few double wides out there.
But let me ask you a question. If this property was sold at the $500 that was offered, they would have to start paying the taxes on the assessed value once they got it, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that assessed value again is what?
$12,900.
So what we are rejecting is the opportunity to get taxes off from $12,500. I mean, the motion was to reject the bid from Coastal to Coastal LLC in the amount of $500 for parcel number 06-1622, located on Narcy Turner Lane, Pink Hill, North Carolina, Smith Township. So that's the motion, is to reject that. But what I'm asking, to make sure it's clear with the board, that if we reject that $500, then the $12,500 value that they would be paying taxes on, if we accepted it, we won't get that. You're just going to have it on the books.
That's correct.
So everybody understands what I'm trying to clarify. $500 is not a lot of money, but with taxes.
I said motion to reject. I'm not. Ignorant to the fact that we are not collecting money on a $12,000 value piece of land, but at the same token, I think we're in the business of giving away property here at $500 or $100. I mean, how long have we had this property foreclosed on?
We obtained it June 13th of 2019. And I will say the people that placed this bid are the ones who placed the bid on the next property.
I'm seeing that. And I'm going to make the same motion on the next one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come back in and offer something decent.
Yeah, I was going to say something about that also. Is that most of these...
they mailed these bid sheets in, so we didn't have a chance to talk with them or nothing.
Yeah, and I've received six of them in the last 2 months where people have sent me some correspondence giving me a fee for a piece of property. And they're from out of state, like California. I think these are New Jersey. And where are they from? But most of the people that are getting this property that they're the ones that are trying to purchase this property is from out of state.
Their address is Simpson, North Carolina. I have no idea.
Say it again.
Simpson.
Okay.
Well, I was just trying to make sure that, you know, we are understanding that, you know, it's on our books, we're getting nothing, and if we sell it, we get the tax value. So that's all I was trying to clarify.
That's yet to be seen.
Any more comments for the motion?
Sorry,
Mr. Dowell, go ahead.
You can go ahead. I'll make mine after you finish. Now, a lot of these people that buy this property, just like we got stuck with that property up there on the 11 north of Kingsville, you know, they purchase the property and then try to turn around and resell it. And you know, they have the same problem we had selling them. And we get stuck again and probably have to foreclose on it again.
I would presume that one of these properties is going to appeal to the Board of ENR to get values more in line with their actual value, which our Board of ENR being fair and impartial as they are, I would imagine it's going to be lower. So what are we actually gaining on these taxes each year? A couple hundred dollars, get that?
$100 on that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if I do the quick math in my head.
Yeah. Maybe if we hold to our principles a little bit on the values of land, especially with a market like it is right now, even in Duplin County, maybe we can get a little bit more for that if we hold off a little bit. That's all I'm saying. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's not a big risk to take to reject a $500 bid to me. Or $100 bid, whatever's coming next.
I think
my vote only counts for one of us five.
That's not a problem. Okay. We're still discussing.
More, we'll discuss that too. Right,
we're still discussing. any further discussion?
Yeah, and I agree with Mr. Thompson. And if it was a duplicate of resident, I'd say different. But I don't think we're losing much of anything right now. And the ENR, I think, should reassess it.
Any more discussion? All right, I'm going to call for the vote, and the motion is to reject the bid from Coast to Coast LLC in the amount of $500 for parcel 06-1622, just to make things clear. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay.
Nay.
3-2. Carried. All right, Mr. Rhodes, go ahead.
Parcel 09-2112, on January 4th, 2021, the board initially accepted a bid of $100 on this property. The property was duly advertised. No asset bids were received. The county acquired the property in 2019 for $2,556. If the board so desires, the property may be sold for a bid of $100 or not. Like I said before, this is filed by the same people that had the last bid.
Move to reject.
Got a motion to reject?
Second.
And a second. So a motion to reject the bid from Coast to Coast LLC in the amount of $100 for parcel number 09-2112, located off of Pastor Branch Road, Rose Hill, North Carolina, Island Creek Township. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carried. All right, Mr. Rose.
I have a parcel 01-E272, the property that the board of the county acquired back in 2018. Have a bid of $2,000, initial bid of $2,000 on this property. It's a vacant lot in Warsaw. The county acquired it in 2018 for $6,543. This is not a final bid. This will be the bid that started.
Move to accept.
Second.
Okay. Motion to accept the bid from Antonia Johnson and Richard Johnson in the amount of $2,000 and proceed with the sale of surplus property partial number 01-E272 located on Yancey Street in Warsaw, in the town of Warsaw, North Carolina, Warsaw Township, pursuant to the negotiated offer, advertisements, and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 168-269. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
I have another parcel, 01-E174. The bid is $1,000. The county acquired property back in 2007 for $2,282. It is a vacant lot in Warsaw.
What item are we on?
Number 15.
Move to accept.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to accept the bid from Antoninette Johnson and Richard Johnson in the amount of $1,000 and proceed with the sale of the surplus property partial number 01-E174 located at 412 South Pine Street in the town of Warsaw, North Carolina, Warsaw Township, pursuant to the negotiated offer, advertisements, and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 168-269. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Carried. Okay, number 16.
Judge Edwards, at parcel 01-E251, the county acquired this property back in 2013 for $4,171. I have an initial bid of $1,500 for a vacant lot in the town of Warsaw.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second to accept the bid from Antonio Stucks and Lakeisha Robinson in the amount of $1,500 and proceed with the sale of surplus property partial number 01-E251 located at 111 East George Street in the town of Warsaw, North Carolina, Warsaw Township, pursuant to the negotiated offer, advertisements, and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 168-269. Any further discussion? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carried 100%. Okay, number 17.
Yes, Edwards, parcel 10-1084. It's 2.4 acres of land off Forest Church Road. The county acquired in 2019 for $4,257. Initial bid is $2,000.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Okay, a motion and a second to accept the bid from Antoniette Johnson and Richard Johnson in the amount of $2,000 and proceed with the sale of surplus property partial number 10-1084 located on Corthon Church Road, Rose Hill, North Carolina, Rockfish Township, pursuant to the negotiated offer, advertisements, and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 168-269. Any further discussion?
I actually have a minute. Got a question for you.
Question?
Not on this one. Not on this one.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Number 18.
Okay, hold on for just 1 second. Mr. Rhodes, on a couple of these right here, I think it was number the two, one for $700. we've got listed on this sheet. One set of names, but I read two different bids, and one of them, both of those were $700, had another sheet in there from somebody from New Jersey.
I'm sorry, we did get an upset bid from the time we sent the information to her until said today we did have an upset bid, so we included the highest bid.
Okay, but those are two that I was referring to earlier, and I neglected to mention it. But those two have they have two different sets of bids.
Well, we accepted the highest bid.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The $1,500 one.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they have he explained what happened, but those were the ones I was talking about from out of state.
Did you, Gary, did you republish the upset bid?
No, they haven't accepted any bid yet.
So you're starting it back?
Yep.
Right? Yes, yeah. Going back, yeah.
Okay, number 18.
Let's see, Mr. Edwards, I have parcel 09-E306, a lot off Calico Bay Road, an initial bid of $1,200. The county acquired this property in 2016 for $2,436.
Motion to accept.
Take.
Okay, got a motion and a second to accept the bid from Kathleen Lamb Dorsey in the amount of $1,200 and proceed with the sale of surplus property partial number 09-E306 located off of Hattie Bass Lane, Teachy, NC, Island Creek Township, pursuant to the negotiated offer and advertisements and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 168-269. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carried. Okay, Mr. Rose, number 19.
Mr. Edwards, I'm required to report the amount of unpaid taxes, current year taxes, the first meeting in February, and that amount is $2,615,395.10. And I'm asking y'all to order me to advertise these liens in the newspaper.
Will you repeat that amount one more time?
Yes, sir. $2,615,395.10.
Now I entertain a motion.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second to allow Gary Rhodes, Duplin County Tax Collector, to advertise the unpaid 2020 taxes in the local newspaper. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
All right, thanks, sir.
Mr. Chairman, at this time, if we could have Mr. George Futrell to appear.
Okay. Mr. George? That was a lot of land partials.
Numbers got it ready to go.
Okay, Mr. George, thank you for being here.
Thank you all for having me tonight. I have a quick PowerPoint I'd like to share with you, if I may.
Okay.
On the screen here, I believe, on this one behind you. The North Carolina Department of Transportation Division of Aviation recently put forth their State of Aviation report, what aviation means to the North Carolina economy, and then, of course, they drill it down to the different areas to have an airport and what it means to our local economy as well. And so next slide, please. That's what I'm here to present to you tonight. Next, please. The 72 airports in North Carolina, 62 of them are general aviation airports like your airport here in Duplin, and 10 of them are commercial service airports. But the 72 airports that make up the North Carolina airport system contribute $61 billion in economic impact to the state of North Carolina, 373,000 jobs, $15 billion in personal income, and $2.5 billion in tax revenue. Next slide, please. There's the layout of the 72 airports. You can see, of course, where we are. The airports in North Carolina make up the system. They're part of the NIPIUS, the National Integrated Plan of the National Integrated Plan of Airport Systems. makes up the system of all the airports in the United States. And you have to be listed as a NPS airport in order to receive funding from the FAA. And of course, we are one of those that are listed in NPS. Next slide, please. The you can see that passenger service makes up for 70 million annual passengers boarding through North Carolina airports. We have, again, 14 different airlines that service 14 different air carriers in North Carolina that service out of the 10 air carrier airports. And you can see that you know, the different jobs, the airline jobs, the 14,700, I believe it is, airline jobs that in North Carolina. And of course, for cargo service, there's quite a bit of cargo that is shipped annually. I have to tell you too that we ship our own fair amount of cargo from Duplin, Guilford Mills, or Lear Corporation. It is now has shipped a lot of cargo, the rolls of fabric to General Motors and to Toyota. And just a couple months back, they were running freight again, and it comes in spurts, but they haul those big rolls of fabric out. And so that's a little known fact about our airport, that that we do have cargo that are going that's going out of our airport. You can see that North Carolina ranks eighth in the nation for air freight services, and brings in about 2,700 jobs in the cargo sector. So next slide, please. The of course, 18 rental car companies serve in the airport, 64 in state taxes and revenues of state taxes in the car rental. Aviation fuel tax helps support our economic development projects at the airports, and then of course the 3,300 aircraft based at airports. We have 34 of those based at our airport, so out of the 3,300 across the state. And you see the $11.6 million in property taxes in the local communities. And I'm happy to report tonight that that Gary's office just provided me with the 34 based aircraft that we have at DPL. Brings in $25,426,000 of assessed tax value, which brings in $186,900 in ad valorem taxes to the county. And so we're thankful for that.
What was that number again?
134 aircraft, totaling $25,426,000 in tax base, brings in $186,900 in ad valorem taxes. You see the different sectors there, maybe, you know, aerospace manufacturing, maintenance, military aviation, commercial airlines, air freight services, and of course, maintenance operations are really big now. And of course, there's a new one going in over Kinston now that helps to help support the military operation. Next slide, please. So, all total, 6,887 jobs, about 7,000 jobs, 2.5% corporate tax rate, 200 plus companies in the aerospace manufacturing. And this was something that I did not know, that we were the second fastest growing aerospace manufacturing sector in the whole nation. So I guess I'm not surprised about that, but you know, with the Honda Jet, of course, different ones up in the Triad area, and then of course what we have here in Eastern North Carolina at GTP. But next slide, please. And then for the aircraft maintenance and overhaul, the MRO business is what that we actually have one of those at Duke. There's 153, and we're one of those, 4,583 jobs in the MRO business. And North Carolina ranks fifth in the nation in the MRO employment. And I think one of the reasons for that is because of the strong military background that we have here. There's a lot of out of the military
and they stay here because there's good jobs available to work on over Spirit or to be as a manufacturing companies. We do have a our maintenance provider at Duplin is one of three designated examiners in the state of North Carolina. So if you get your license to work on airplanes in North Carolina, you have to go and show your proficiency to the designated examiner, like getting your driver's license or your pilot license. So he is one of three in the state. And so we have students that come, most of them are military. They come from all over, and it takes a full day for them to go and get their license, so their FAA certification to be able to turn wrenches on airplanes. Next slide, please. So you see the key military locations. Those in blue are the bases, and then those National Guard bases are in the green. But you see where we lie there between, we're in that, what Dr. Quinn used to call that triangle between, Pope Army Air. I guess it's not Pope anymore, but anyway, from Camp Lejeune, the Marines, the Army, Fort Bragg, and then Air Force, we got Seymour Johnson. We're right in that middle. That's something that I think it puts us unique in a unique location that we might be able to capitalize on that sometime in the future. But next slide, please. Well, the big thing is the unmanned drones. I mean, it's the fastest growing part of aviation, I guess, right now, because everybody's got a drone, it seems, and it's really proven to be advantageous for all types of operations, as you well know, from search and rescue to surveying to crop surveying, and even doing some micro spraying with and crop dusting type stuff with those things. It's just amazing what they can do. You see there's 33,000 recreational that are just registered. No, don't tell how many are not registered, but. And then 5,000 commercial and government pilots. North Carolina Division of Aviation licensed drone operators in the state of North Carolina. So to be a commercial drone operator, you do have to have a license to pass a test, and it's administered by NCDOA. Next slide. Well, the STEM education, you see 20,500 post-secondary graduates from the in aviation education, 1,134 students in community colleges. I came out of the community college system. Back 40 years ago, there was only one program in North Carolina that you could get a degree in aviation management, and that was at Lenoir Community College, and that's where I went. Now there's several of them. You can go to Guilford Tech, and of course now a lot of the universities are in North Carolina are offering the education. Even our own University of Mount Olive, just up the road, is now getting ready to offer a four-year degree, a bachelor's degree in aviation management. They have a flight school now that they're offering flight training, but there are a couple of other four-year institutions that are offering a bachelor degree. Of course, Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University offers on training on bases. And then the 366 students in four-year aviation programs, 28 post-secondary aviation programs, so not many of those, but next slide, please. And here we are, and of course you see, I mean, you're very familiar with our airport, and we do appreciate the support that this board gives the airport as we continue to move towards. The airport turned 50 years old here pretty soon, and so we're excited about that, and we're excited about trying to plan for a 50th anniversary type of event if we can. One of the things that's some of the important facts that you need to know about our airport is that you probably have heard me say before, but for the benefit of the new, for Mr. Branch, of course, we are 82% corporate traffic at Duplin, and then the other is made up of the general aviation traffic that we have is a lot of north-south itinerant travelers, people coming from up north, going south. We do have an aerobatic box at our airport, and they were there this past weekend training, doing their aerobatic training, and they train for air shows, and that's kind of a little known little fact. And of course, next slide will show you some of the. Oh, I thought the next slide would be something else, but this is pretty cool. It shows you, these are just the IFR flight plans filed in 2019. It shows 900 some odd, but if you look at those, if you'll, there's a, this is animated, if, and I can send it out to you, but it shows, it's about a minute long, and it plays from January through December through 2019, and it shows all the departures and arrivals into, in and out of Duplin County. So you can see where our traffic's going. And over the left, you might can see the breakdown of it, but you can see, of course, down the Bahamas, Arizona, Nevada, you know, quite a few of them out west, and, but mostly up and down the eastern seaboard there. So it's pretty interesting. The NC State University provided this new graphic to be able to show our traffic like that. But keep in mind, now, this is only those that are IFR flight plans that are filed. It doesn't have anything to do with any just the sightseers and somebody that's flying on a VFR flight plan. So I thought this was a pretty cool graphic. And it shows the starburst as it goes, as the traffic comes in and goes out. Next slide, please. So here's what Duplin County Airport means. $64,810,000 in economic output. 280 jobs. You say, wait a minute, I know there's not 280 jobs at the airport. Well, certainly not. Those jobs include any job that has to do with the rental car people, the caterers, you know, the motels, where we put people at motel, the pilots and the ladies that write the checks or whatever in the accounting department for. So it's all the spin-off jobs that. And they put it into the mix and come up with that job factor. So there's $13,450,000 in personal income from workers, and then $1.3 million basically in state and local taxes. So this is provided by North Carolina State University, the Institution for Transportation Research and Education, the ITRE, folks that do a lot of economic development stuff. And so, as I was telling Davidson, you know, this, we didn't come up with these numbers, they provided them to us, and so certainly we're thankful to take those numbers because they look really good. Helps tell our story. And so here's what we do as far as supporting the community and the economy. As you can see, just some of the things, aerial agriculture application, better known as crop dusting, firefighting, of course, you know, we're going to be in that in a big way here soon. A lot of folks don't know we have air ambulances that come in and out. Air taxi, passenger on demand, that type of stuff happens all the time. Some air tours, business and corporate type traffic, disaster relief. Most of the time we're front and center whenever there's hurricane relief. Drug enforcement, that has waned some, but that used to be a big thing. They used to do a lot of the drug enforcement efforts out of the marijuana, trying to find the marijuana back in the day. Flight instruction, then of course personal recreation use, power line inspections and power line patrol, and power line right-of-way cutting with those big, the helicopter with a saw on the bottom of it. Weather observation, search rescue, aerobatic community, as I mentioned a while ago, and then the on-site aviation mechanic service, I mentioned that, and then of course military, you guys see the Ospreys coming in and out all the time. They're in and out daily almost. And then aerial surveying, there was a company in there doing aerial mapping just a couple of weeks back. And then of course we host some community events, and then there's another thing that's been really popular, and we tried to capture it and get it out on Facebook, is the Pilot for Paws. There's a lot of folks that are really passionate about, you know, getting these animals from our shelter here and taking them and flying them to different locations. And so we've shipped out some dogs recently, you know, to go to different up in Virginia, and so they'll come and they'll pick them up, and the animal control volunteers will bring them out, and they'll put them on the planes, and they take them. They have a vetter chance of being adopted is the fact they one load went to Dare County. They said they could adopt animals at Dare County quickly when they could around here. So that's pretty neat. A lot of people like that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of other little things that go on as well. And of course, we do support some of the other county operations as well. Most of them, as you know, a lot of folks use our conference room, and we do try to support any other county department that would like to use our facility. We encourage that. We want them to come use it, use your facility there. So next slide.
Sorry, I'm having technical difficulties. Well, I apologize.
I believe that kind of wraps it up anyway. I think the next one might have been just nothing but questions you might have. Again, I know y'all have heard this before, but I'd like to put this out to you. It goes to the newspaper. It went to the newspaper today. So maybe they might print something on it. It's a good opportunity for us to kind of get the story out about what your airport means to you. So. I always want to let you know how much I appreciate the opportunity to serve as your airport director, and we appreciate the support that you give us. We typically try to make our own way, and that's what we've tried to run it like a business. And Mr. Edwards is on our board, and he can tell you that we do try to the guys that you. Have appointed us the Airport board members. They do look after it just like it's their own money. I guess it is, in a matter of speaking. So they're passionate about seeing the airport grow. We're in the midst of the 20-year master plan, as you know, and that's the next biggest project other than the Forest Service hangars. So that's pretty much it. And I know I'm at the tail end of your meeting, so I won't stand in the way.
Any questions for Mr. Futrell?
No, thanks for that presentation, Joy. That was insightful.
Yes,
sir. Well, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we do appreciate what you do. And as you said, I am on that board, and that is a real working board that he has, and they're very much in tune to the business. And, I think it's all from George's leadership. So thank you, George.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
All right, at this time, we have a closed session plan. So can I get a motion to go into closed session?
So moved.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to go into closed session. NCGS 143-318.11. So we will now be in closed session. Thank y'all. Okay, we're back in session open session is 7:52. Is there any action that needs to be taken based on the closed session? Mr. Manager.
Yes, sir. We received instructions.
Okay. All right. Well, as you see on the agenda, we are supposed to recess until February the 26th for our retreat. We voted last month to not meet twice in January, so we took for granted we would not meet twice in February when we made this statement put this on the agenda. And if anybody thinks we need to meet on the 15th, let's discuss it. If not, I'll entertain a motion that we take this recess.
I make a motion that we take a recess until our retreat.
Second. Any more discussion? Okay, we've got a motion on the floor to recess until February the 26th, 2021 at 9 o'clock a.m. for the Board of County Commissioners annual budget retreat in the Ed Emery Auditorium located in the Lewis Britt Agriculture Office Building at 165 Agriculture Drive in Kenansville, North Carolina. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We recess. Thank you.